Yesterday I spoke to Govinda Maharaj, who was in Qatar doing some fundraising, and it wasn't very good news. It seems that on Friday they lost the Supreme Court appeal on the main property, which is the property with the temples. And in addition to that, there was already a order to demolish another 13 houses earlier. In fact, on Friday they came to shut the electricity off, although it got turned back an hour or so later. So the status quo is that nothing's changed. That government is bent on really neutralizing and destroying our community. And now I think they have 6 weeks or 2 months to vacate or be forcibly vacated from the land. Probably they'd like us to vacate in order to attract as little attention as possible. And the plan is that devotees will move to Almaty, which used to be the capital, but is not anymore. But it's the large city, or the largest city in the country, and just a 40-minute drive away from the farm. And we'll get some other facilities, some apartments, and have Namhara preaching, house the deities there, and work on Krishna consciousness for the time being in a way that the government's not going to interfere with. It's a unhappy situation, and Govinda Maharaj is fundraising for that, and within the next day or two we'll set up a fundraising site, or a fundraising site on the site, in order to give devotees facility to pledge some amount, whatever it is, £50, £1,000, so we can contribute towards the relocation of the deities, devotees, and then of course there's a herd of cows that need to have some type of land big enough either to graze on, or at least be able to walk on, as well as a barn to be sheltered in the winter, because the winters are very severe. So please pray for the devotees over there, pray for the situation, and also look into your pockets and see what it is that you can help with. We're an international society. And ultimately, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to help each other. He built India with funds from the West and devotees from the West. And I think that, for instance, when Eastern Europe opened up, Srila Prabhupada would have really focused manpower and funds in a place that was extremely receptive, relatively cheap to develop at that time, not anymore. And places where we could have made really big inroads in the initial years, not so much at the present. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada would want our devotees to assist those places where particularly we're being persecuted, and it's not really by Muslims or some other religious fraction, but it's by an ex-communist government, which is now presently more or less a dictatorship. So please try to help everyone, and we'll have a helpline where devotees can make their pledges, and we'll post devotees' pledges so that can be seen, and try and encourage the Kazakhstan devotees as well as Govinda Maharaj. and unfortunately, or fortunately or unfortunately, the real estate in Kazakhstan is very high because it's such a developing, booming place with all of its oil, gas, metals, minerals, exports. So it's costly for them to move into the city, and they're not going to get anything for their property, which is also very valuable, but it's just going to be taken from them. Sequestration, it's called. Government takes over your property and takes it away because their property is probably worth millions of dollars, not counting the investment that was made on it. And they're under the guise of illegal construction and development, they're going to take it and not compensate the devotees. At least that's to be expected. If they compensate, that'll be a great surprise. What to speak of if that compensation is just, as there's nothing just going on about that case till the present moment. So that's the first thought of the day. And I see, I just came in from the temple and see that Govinda Maharaj phoned me twice. So before doing puja, I'll phone him back and inform you all if there's any other developments. I am on finished chapter 12 of the Krishna and Vrindavan, not Krishna and Vrindavan, the Navabraja Mahima, or the glories of New Vrajadam book. It was all about the devotees of New Vrajadam. It was quite a lengthy chapter, 20 pages along with the supporting evidence. And speaking about books, I think this is a letter from Bhakta Colin in the UK, appreciating Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. He says, I appreciate already your book, even after just browsing through it, as I can see how much it will help me in my stumbling Krishna consciousness. I already ordered another copy for another devotee who will visit next month. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for the insight and opportunity to correct my extremely embarrassing position as a neophyte practitioner of Krishna consciousness. My questions I have had about spiritual life have already been nicely answered. Just by following your podcast, this book I see will cover so much more in so much more depth. That's the point of my writing these books, that if devotees really apply themselves to reading them, then I hope that it will answer many of the topical questions devotees have nowadays in ISKCON. Now I have a question here that I have to answer. Sripati Prabhu, my godbrother and second temple president in Montreal, and he's asking about a future project on the entry of Vaishnavism into the west via Montreal area. Ask him if he remembers the street where the large house was that we tried for and failed before we got P-Nif. I thought it was a mountain just above Sherbrooke. That's right, Sripati, that's where it was. But I've been there and it doesn't seem correct. No, it's right. It's up on mountain Sherbrooke. It was a really beautiful building, and but it wasn't a detached building. It was, I think, it was a townhouse, like a big townhouse type, but very, very beautiful and long. So that was the building that they didn't want to give to us, but then later on a court order, they were obliged to sell, but it was already too late. We already committed to PNF. And then my godbrother Dayananda Prabhu from New York is also asking, here in New York, I'm organizing sales of Bhagavatam sets. Bravo. And I saw on your website, Prabhupada Charanagan sold over 20 Srimad Bhagavatam sets for 1,100 British pounds. How can I contact him to find out his methods? Okay. Dayananda Prabhu, I'm going to give you Prabhupada Charan's telephone number. And that telephone number is 44 for England, 792-178-7114. And just tell him Shivram Maharaj gave you his number, and he'll tell you how he sells sets of books. Of course, he does it by cultivating big businesses, and they buy books and sponsor sets as well. So it goes along with the long-term cultivation, but better you hear from him than from me. And those were the quick questions. I've got a whole bunch of other questions here I'll start answering tomorrow, so please send them in, and look forward to hearing from you. Hare Krishna.